This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we have our next guest, well, guests with us in the studio. We have Diana Tolson, who is the general manager of
Theatre Works in St Kilda, yes.
And then we also have Leah Shelton, who's a creator of a show that's on Theatre Works, which we'll come to shortly. And Diana, if we can maybe start with you. We'd like to start off by just having a little bit of a chat about your background, how you got into the arts and what and what got you to where you are. I suppose it's always, we're always interested in how people start off in arts and continue in it, basically.
Well, it's a bit scary because then I'm really showing my age when I talk about that.
We can leave those years.
So I guess my background really is business management on a higher level. So I've owned and operated childcare centres and things like that. And many years ago, I started producing some festivals and various events, and I got a real passion for it. And one day my girlfriend said to me, "You've got to stop bumming around and get a real job. You know, you can't just do this." So I applied for a job as the general manager of the Women's Circus in Footscray. And I got that job, and it was a bit of a shock going from being self-employed for so many years to
running away and joining a circus.
Yeah, joining a circus. So it was a bit of a baptism of fire, and I really loved it. We worked together with the community and with the staff and trainers, and we built up a really strong organisation. And then after that, I went to Red Stitch Actors Theatre for 4 years and again worked with the ensemble and the organisation to build the organisation up to be very strong. And then I decided to go to the dark side and ended up in council. Only for a short period of time, I realised that it wasn't the right place for me, too restrictive. but I worked on the redevelopment of the ARAP Performing Arts Centre and the ARAP Arts Precinct, and that was a really big challenge, and I really enjoyed that. And now I'm at Theatre Works in St Kilda as a general manager producer, and really loving that. It's great to be back in the cold face of working with independent artists and, you know, being involved in work as it emerges through the artists onto the stage in such an independent space where we're not restricted by any funding or we're restricted by not having enough funding, but we're not restricted. The voice on the stage is very independent, and we're the home where artists find their home, and it's where they find their careers and their future with their work.
Now, we interview a lot of people from Theatre Works on this show. And the one thing is that all the little theatre companies that you have performing there always say that, you know, like it's the blank canvas, and then we come in and we do our own thing, and that's what they love about it, that that you're very open to any form, shape or form of a theatre.
Of art, yeah, the genre is just non-restricted. But where we're so valuable for these artists is in the producing of their work. So they create the work and they develop it, and it's their creative expression that we're helping them to produce. So the support that we give with venue, with marketing, publicity, you know, we do a lot of the producing side, which means that they can focus on the art and focus on what they're doing on the stage and the quality of the work and telling their story. So that's a really unique thing in the arts landscape in Australia, well, anywhere, where that sort of production support, both financial and in-kind in venue, is directly given to artists to have their own expression. We don't, you know, like with this show, Bitch on Heat, we saw it come across the desk and I went, "Oh my God, we have to have this show. Look at what we're talking about." And it's confronting, it's topical, and it's what we should be doing. So that's sort of what Theatre Works is. It's a place where you can come and do amazing things.
And where is Theatre Works?
We're in St Kilda on Ackland Street, so 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda, in a lovely leafy environment with local neighbours, and we're in an old parish hall.
That's a beautiful room.
It's a stunning theatre, and the joy of Theatre Works is it can accommodate all different performance styles. You can have a seating bank in or out. You can perform in the round. It's just such a versatile space off scale. So we can have works of scale. We've got some shows this year. We've got, for example, Leah's show is the one one-hander, one-person show. Mm. And then after that, Swan Song is an 80-minute long monologue by one-person show. And later in the year, things like the Danger Ensemble will have 15 to 20 people on the stage. So we can do works of all different scale, and the space lends itself to that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the show that's coming. Hello.
Hi.
and give us your background. Who are you?
My name's Leah Shelton. I studied dance in Brisbane and then kind of a little bit found the circus. So I've kind of worked between contemporary dance and kind of very much a mix of avant-garde performance art and like the circus, done shows in Spiegel tents, all of that, which is nice bread and butter too. So worked with La Clique and those kinds of variety shows that people might know, and then done some very kind of independent work as well.
So what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself an actor or?
At the moment I'm calling myself a performance artist, because that seems to be the kind of the best way to encapsulate what I do, because I feel like I always want to have an element of political messaging to my work. So even when I do, even the most recent stuff I've done in a kind of cabaret little death club, it was me dressed as a sex doll peeling that off. So even though it's in that world where you might see a beautiful circus aerialist doing something that's just beautiful to behold, I'm trying to push those boundaries in all of the realms that I work in.
Now, just the way you're dressed today, you know, like your top on and then your image from the little program here, you're very much performance art within yourself, your body, aren't you, with what we're seeing? Well, tell us about the image you've got for this theatre work show.
Yeah, so the hero image is me in a in a dog cone. They call it the cone of shame. So like the dog Elizabethan collar, blood spattered, and holding a gnawed, dripping piece of meat. And so it's almost like, and part of the brief when we went, it was wanted to feel a bit kind of Joan Collins, Dynasty meets, I don't know, some kind of brutal.
It looks like that, doesn't it? A bit Joan Collins.
Yeah, totally. Because initially it was very much about looking at kind of the origin of the bitch and what it means to be, and I guess unpacking those prescribed gender stereotypes of what that, you know, that the issues that come along with that, or you can be, it's kind of powerful, but it's also a little bit bad. And as we developed and researched to show more, it became also about looking at a whole bunch of stuff around the conversations around the politics of consent that is really topical at the moment. So, it's very much, it's all of that stuff, all the messaging that we all get, every single human being gets about how we should, what types of gender roles we should prescribe to.
Well, you're not pulling any punches here. You know, the title and the image is very, very, confronting to some people, I suppose, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
In a high camp way, but confronting.
My parents are like, oh, you know, remember when you did ballet?
All those years of classical training, this is what it's led to.
So give us the key message you want to get across with this piece.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's an unpacking of sexual politics in the age of all you can eat. And my kind of tagline is love latex, hate the patriarchy, grab a drink, ditch the leash, and come and come into this work that explores that kind of all the messaging of how we live, love, fight, make love.
And it's a solo show, so you're holding the stage yourself. It all falls onto you.
Yeah, that's right.
And where did it come from? You're like, where did the concept and idea come from originally?
Originally, it was around the time of, I was really interested in the vilification of women in power. So you look at Hillary Clinton around the time of the election there, and vilification of closer to home, Julia Gillard, like in particularly in politics, but in all areas, it just seemed to be a really strong theme. And then as I developed the work, it became also about the way that women, I guess, you know, how believable are women? And there's all of this messaging around what, you know, the level of believability and credibility that you maybe have to fight a little bit more for as a female, just by virtue of being female. So,
politics and in other parts of life as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And I, in a way, unless you were a drag queen, I don't think anyone else could say bitch these days, you know, like in a title of a show.
Politically correct, yes.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that idea of, because actually in some ways, it's quite a provocative and confronting word. But that I like the double edgedness of that, and like reclaim it. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Let's be, you know, I'll be a bitch. If it means actually, and that idea of being a bitch to stand up and say no, you know, that rather than always being nice and being conditioned to be polite to people and unwanted, when you're talking about unwanted advances, it's actually kind of like.
Yeah. And, you know, like, as you said, it's an era where you can stand up and say the word.
Yeah, totally.
And Diana, you know, like, as you said, the minute that you saw the title, you thought you had to have it, and then the premise of the show reinforced it, obviously.
Yeah, 100%. We really focused with our programming. We did an expression of interest for programming this year, and we had 140 applications that we worked through, and it was really inspiring with the applications that we had. And our focus was hearing the female voice in theatre, but by female-led teams. So, you know, Leah's a producer, she's a performer, she's presenting this work with us. So, you know, we've got all those things that are important to Theatre Works in that. And for the rest of the year, our programming is really focused on the empowering the women in the arts, with at least 60% of the artists working in the theatre will be female.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent, and good on you. So, Aaliyah, what's next? You know, after this, where are you going with that? Or are you taking this on the road? Or?
Yes, it's been a little bit on the road. So I've done Perth and Adelaide. And next up, I'm taking my first solo work, Terra Australis, which some people in Melbourne may have seen, taking that to France, which will be very interesting.
Very exciting. You called me up on stage.
Oh my goodness.
I had to wear the cowboy hat and with a crocodile.
You were Crocodile Dundee. Mm-hmm.
You should go to Paris and do that tour.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I know the show very
amazing.
Well.
Amazing, yeah.
Which I thought was an absolutely brilliant show.
Thank you.
We came out raving about
great.
It.
So. Yes. There's no audience interaction in this show, actually. Right. So you're safe. You can sit in the front.
I might come. Well, I was sitting in the front row. That's why you picked on me.
How do you think the French will take your show?
I think what they lose, because it's very much about that work is very much a reference to Australian culture. I think it'll be quite exotic to them.
Right,
so what they lose in kind of the knowledge of cultural referencing, I think they'll gain in that sense of, wow, it's so, you know,
so Australian.
Foreign.
Yeah.
And how did that actually happen, Lee? I mean, like taking the show to France. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, yeah, I know. It's amazing. There's this incredible. There's a thing called APAM. It's a performing arts market. It happens once every couple of years and in different cities, and it's a showcase of a whole bunch of international presenters come to see work and you apply, and so I was selected to present an excerpt of my work at that, and so had a number of conversations, and out of that this one theatre producer from France saw it, and he has a network of other venues, so he's kind of brokered that tour as part of a platform of Australian work. Yeah,
and
it's
what
amazing.
Was that, APAM, was it?
APAM, Australian Performing Arts Market. And so it's now, it was in Adelaide for quite a while, has been in Brisbane for 2 years, and now it's based in Melbourne. Okay. Yeah, so.
Okay. Okay. But how do you take that show with the Hills Hoist, with the sheet on it, with the images on it, you know, like, no other country really understands the fun of the Hills Hoist.
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing there? Are you taking that, or are you
Yes, I'm taking the Hills Hoist, and that we'll have subtitles. So we're going to have the show translated, because there's a lot of storytelling in that show, from a hit, you know, scary hitchhiking story to a whole bunch of. Very iconic references.
And with her mauling me, she's killing the crocodile.
Yeah. And all lips. So the same with this show is like 98% lip sync, I think. So I speak four words in the whole show. So it's really, that world is kind of really what I'm super interested in.
And with the bitch on heat, you know, like, because you use props so well, obviously you're using some props, but are they all just on you, or is...
No, this one is very much, I've... I've got this big inflatable on stage. So the set is quite Greek inspired because I'm looking a lot at mythology. So the Greek mythology and this central piece that starts out as kind of like a big stand for a doll, and then it becomes a table, it becomes a cake stand, and then it becomes a spa bath, of course, and we have contemporary dance in the spa tub, because who doesn't want that?
Exactly. But no audience participation. No,
that's right.
No jumping in the spa.
All right, yeah. Sounds absolutely fabulous. When's it on?
We open this week, so Wednesday is the first show, and it runs for 2 weeks until the 19th of May.
St Kilda.
And where is it?
At Theatre Works in St Kilda.
Right, Ackland Street, around the corner from where I live.
There you go.
So
very handy for you.
Thank you so much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.